Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Florida Supreme Court recently released its opinion regarding the abortion amendment, Amendment Number 4. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the Florida Supreme Court voted 6-1 to allow a revised financial impact statement for Florida's Amendment 4, which proposes to codify unrestricted abortion in the state's constitution. This will now appear on the ballot in November. This is a great decision. The financial impact statement is a statement that typically accompanies a constitutional voter initiative amendment. And basically, it accompanies a lot of state law as well, statutes and so forth. And what it involves is what kind of financial impact would come about if this, in this case, initiative is passed, Amendment Number 4.
Yeah, and they're so important because, you know, when you read these amendments on the ballot, you're like, well, what exactly does this mean? And if you don't really dive in and do more research, these additional warnings or information can be helpful to understand the overall picture of what this amendment could do in the state.
So in the state now, on November election ballots, there will be the title of this proposed amendment, which frankly is misleading, and there will be a summary. It's a short summary of what's this amendment about. But then below that will be this 150-word piece of information that is from the financial impact statement. The abortionist, they have challenged. They didn't want this on the ballot. They lost. The Florida Supreme Court, 6-1, ruled against them, meaning that this 150-word financial impact statement will be on the ballot, and it reads as follows, quote, "The proposed amendment would result in significantly more abortions and fewer live births per year in Florida. The increase in abortions could even be greater if the amendment invalidates laws requiring parental consent before minors undergo abortions and those ensuring only licensed physicians perform abortions. There is also uncertainty about whether the amendment will require the state to subsidize abortions with public funds. Litigation to resolve those and other uncertainties will result in additional costs to the state government and state courts that will negatively impact the state budget. An increase in abortions may negatively affect the growth of state and local revenues over time. Because the financial impact of increased abortions on a state and local revenues and costs cannot be estimated with precision, the total impact of the proposed amendment is indeterminate."
You know, Matt, now I think that's a pretty clear explanation of what this amendment will do, right? It's pretty clear understanding, because I had to laugh. We recently did an interview about this decision, and the reporter said, "Well, don't you think that impact statement is kind of misleading?" And then we laughed because, well, if you look at the actual Amendment 4, which says no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. That's just funny to me because that amendment is very misleading.
Now, and in fact, that last sentence that you read will be part of the summary, but it's actually not part of the language.
Talk about deceptive.
So when you look at some of the other amendments that have been proposed, like the medical marijuana amendment, how many definitions of some of the words were in that proposed amendment? Well, there were 4 pages of definitions. When you look at some of the other amendments that have been proposed recently, there were 4, 6 different definitions of the amendment. How many definitions are in Amendment 4?
Not in this case.
Zero.
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 So what do you mean? No law? What do you mean by health? What do you mean by healthcare provider? All those.
The first 9 words of this amendment say everything. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion, period. That means no law. No law shall prohibit abortion. Well, a parental consent law would certainly, in some cases, prohibit abortion. It would also, in other cases, delay abortion. Criminal responsibility for violating the laws would penalize abortion. Also, health and safety regulations, if you have those health and safety regulations and you violate them, for example, you don't sanitize, you don't have oxygen, you don't have a defibrillator or whatever else is necessary to be on site, that would penalize abortion. Any law actually restricts abortion. Every law that you pass is a restriction. So right. If you say that the doctor needs to be a medical licensed doctor to perform abortion, that's a restriction on abortion. That means not everybody can perform an abortion. If you have health and safety laws, that means not everyone can just open up a shop and have abortions unless they comply with health and safety. Every law restricts. So when you say no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion, that means no law. That means no law could survive at all. The only surviving law that would exist after this amendment is parental notification. Why parental notification? Because there's a separate constitutional amendment about parental notification. But parental notification is different, fundamentally so, than parental consent.
Right.
Notification means that 48 hours before an abortion, a phone call or some kind of communication or a letter, perhaps to the right address, perhaps to the wrong address, just simply tells the parent or guardian that this minor is going to have an abortion. So what? You don't have any ability to stop it. You may not even know how to reach that child. But consent means that you need a parent or guardian's consent before an abortion occurs. Other than parental notification, notifying you that your right. daughter, your granddaughter, is about to take the life of your child, that's it. Nothing else will stand.
That will be eliminated. As well, it's quite clear that it's going to require the state to pay for abortions with taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
It's going to increase abortions and decrease live births. It's going to decrease the population and thereby affecting school funding. I mean, on and on and on. It's very clear.
I think, Holly, two sentences in this financial impact statement are probably the most important. One, that the amendment could invalidate parental consent laws.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a given.
Yes.
And another one is that it would eliminate the requirement for a licensed physician to perform abortion. And then a third one is that it will require the state to subsidize abortions with public funds. Those three, no parental consent, no doctors, state funding of abortion. Essentially, the revised impact statement gives the voters seven key points, some of which we've already mentioned. Require the state to pay for abortions with taxpayer dollars, increase abortions and decrease live births, decrease the population and thereby affect school funding, eliminate parental consent laws, eliminate health and safety laws that require only licensed doctors to perform abortions, increase litigation that will cost taxpayer dollars to resolve legal uncertainties, significantly reduce the number of people being born, thus reducing state growth and revenue over time. Every law, except for parental notification, including health and safety laws, will be overturned. The Parental Consent for Abortion Act, overturn. Physician requirement, overturn. Restrictions on taxpayer funding for abortions, overturned and required to fund these abortions.
You know, even the name of the amendment, which says Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, well, that sounds very deceiving as well. Well, who doesn't want to limit government? But that's not the case here. This is actually Planned Parenthood's dream. They want more abortions and they want taxpayers to pay for them.
And in some of the focus groups that we have done, some people that otherwise might be pro-life, their original reaction is to vote for this. Why? Because they think it might be a pro-life amendment. Because on the one hand, it says it's limiting government interference.
Deception.
Lots of people don't want government to interfere. But this means government has no role at all.
Right.
No protection.
No laws.
No laws. And then when it says no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability, if you just stop there, they think, oh, well, anything after viability is prohibited. No, because the or, before viability, or, when necessary, to protect the patient's health. Health is anything.
What is health? Physical health, emotional health, financial
health?
It's
the whole gamut. Whatever you put in there, it's not just your physical health. It's emotional health, physical health,
your financial
future
health,
that you yeah. want that might be complicated by this pregnancy or whatever.
That's a lot of excuses.
As determined by the patient's healthcare provider, it says. And who's the healthcare provider? Well, it's not a physician. It might be a physician, but three of the four categories in Florida statutes refer to healthcare providers that are not medically trained.
Could be a massage therapist.
Could be a 911 operator.
Horrible.
Could be all kinds of people.
Horrible.
So go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/FL Amendment/FL Amendment for more information on this amendment and other matters regarding life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.